Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Good evening. This is Grudge Madness with Atomic Dog, sponsored by you know who, Grudge Inc. Sorry for a little technical difficulties. Had a little problem trying to get on. Finally got things up and running. So without further ado, we want to try to give say thanks for the nice Memorial Day weekend just yesterday, which was a great day. We should all appreciate what the veterans and soldiers do for us throughout the country. Well, I want to get in with a big weekend of racing this weekend. We had Grudge Races in Houston, Texas. We had Grudge Races with Alley Cat Racing. We also had Grudge Racing in the big city of Dallas with Mac at Dallas Raceway, HCI Fest. This time, I want to have a race report. I want to get the guys, Lil Mac, if he's on there from Dallas, to come on and tell about the races that went down in Dallas. If Lil Mac is out there, you can push the one button, Mac, if you're there. Well, I think I got a text, but Mac saying he might not come on, probably about another 20, 25 minutes. So with further ado, if Alley Cat from Alley Cat Racing is out there, if you want to come on and talk about any of the races that was in Houston, Texas, Alley Cat, you can come on and share about your race. Is Alley Cat out there?
No, Tracy, Alley Cat isn't on the line yet. We do have Batman on the line.
Okay, until one of those guys come on and want to tell about the race that went down in these cities, we'll move on. I know I spoke with Batman. Batman got to have an upcoming race here in the city of Dallas. So, man, you now got the mic. You can come on here and talk about your race.
What's up, Atomic Dog? What's happening, man?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, shit, nothing much, man. Just trying to make it. It's all about racing, man. The summer just started. Like I said, everybody is ready to do some more racing. Like I said, we've been having some pretty good turnouts. Like I said, y'all had y'all down there in Houston, which everybody had fun down there. You know, of course, you know, a lot of people say they wanted to race, but, you know, and some people did race, but a lot of Dallas people came down that way, man. They enjoyed themselves, man. Some of the guys, you know, some of the fans, they came down that way. Actually, I've seen a lot of fans come down there this year, according to the last other couple of years, and they said they had a good time. So, man, I'm glad we could get Houston and Dallas to, you know, to cooperate, you know, in both ways, on both ends, you know. Also, just as well as anybody else talking, you know, I always throw my event every year. You know, like I said, I always kind of wait my turn because, like I said, I'm all about supporting everybody else's event. So, like I told you, July 14th at Dallas Raceway, I will be having my Baddest of the Bad Grudge event show down there. And like I said, of course, I know Tommy Dog always come. You know, he always support. a couple of other guys, Alley Cat, they always support, so I don't too much worry about them. I know they're going to show up. According to a lot of other guys that I do know down there, Javier, some of the other guys, Hillbilly, some of the other guys that, you know I've been doing this racing for a minute, but it's going to be a hell of a show. Like I say, I'm inviting everybody around the cities and the states if they want to come in. Like I told everybody else, we always try to do it big in Dallas, Texas, you know. Dallas Raceway is probably one of the best tracks around here. It's plenty of room, real nice facility, you know. You don't have no parking problems, that's for sure. Like they call it in Dallas, you know, it's the cement house of racing around here. Ain't nothing but all cement. So like I told you, if everybody wants to come and join, like I said, it'll be July 14th. And like I said, I have Big Galen Smith there just as well. He has a new shop called Smith Motorsports. He's still doing his thing. Like I said, he's regrouping, trying to make some things happen. I'm looking forward to make him part of the show just as well. He's going to bring some of his cars out. Like I said, he still got his entourage, you know, with a lot of these guys around here with the checkerboard, the clown, a lot of other guys. They all support him with him just as well. So we're going to have a good time. Like I said, Dallas, Texas alone has about, I can guarantee we have about at least 100 to 150 drag race cars around here in our area. So, you know, we do kind of do our own thing too, but we always invite everybody else. It's always a bunch of fun, Alley Cat, with Alley Cat and everybody else. So I'm glad that everybody's jumping off this year and everybody's getting their vids off and everybody's supporting everybody. I think it should have been like that long time ago. So happy to see that, you know. Like I told everybody, there's 365 days in a year, 12 months a year. I promise everybody can get their event on without being so frustrated. So that's what that is, Atomic Dog.
Okay, man. And if people want to see a little bit more details about the race, they can go to your website. You have flyers up, and you have flyers on different sites. So if anybody want to go, it's Texas Bad Boys. What's your website, Batman?
It's badboysoftexasracing.com. And trust me, it's probably one of the biggest boys in Dallas where everybody go to do the grudge racing. I try to keep up with all the latest videos. Me and Tommy Dog, we always collaborate with each other videos and try to keep Barry up to date because I know he's true to the game just as well as I am, too. But it is badboysoftexasracing.com. If you want to go to it, like I said, the banner will be up probably today or tomorrow. Like I said, it's July 14th. And trust me, it's going to be some hell of a race in there because one thing I do is make sure that the fans will be happy when they leave, you know, also the grudge racer because my most important thing is the grudge racer and fans, you know. So we're going to try to make it happen, Atomic Dog.
Okay, man, we'll be there to support you, man. That's like Batman said, that's one thing, you know, I myself been working with guys, different parts of the city and state of Texas, you know, trying to make grudge racing, you know, better, trying to get guys to cooperate, and we try to support each other races, man, because we all enjoy the game of grudge racing. So, you know, in order to make this right and fun and action, we got to support each other, you know, sometimes races end up being on the same day, and it makes it a little hard. But, you know, guys, you know, we all try, I mean, we like to try to, you know, aim and make an event on separate days where we can give each other more support, because sometimes it's hard for, you know, one individual to travel and make two different races in the same weekend, especially when they're traveling out of town. So, you know, other than that, I'm still working and with some guys, you know, both areas to where we can try to make race and support each other. I think that's what it's going to take, man. I think that bring more action. I think the fans enjoy it more, like the big race we had down in Houston, Texas. Man, a lot of people came out and supported that, and it seemed like that's the way the grudge racing should be around here in the state of Texas, and also when we venture out and start packing up going to other states. So, you know, I just want people to be mindful of that. You know, people pay their money to get in, and we would like to give these people their money's worth just as well as we like to get out there and try to grudge and make us a few dollars on the side. But all in all, man, we cannot do anything or make anything or people bring action without the fans. We love the game, but fans love to see us participate in this game. So I just want to, you know, just keep reminding guys, you know, try to work with each other, do these races, and try our best not to throw races, you know, on the same weekend where we can go and support each other. You know, it's not very many of us here in the state of Texas. So the ones who support the Grudge Racing, the only way we can carry this thing and get the fans what they're looking for is by us trying to support each other. And I'm going to continue to work on trying to do so. You know, it's kind of hard at times, but all we got to do is we come together and keep working on it, keep supporting each other. We can make it happen. I got some things I want to talk about today, and I hope people stay online. And some of the things I'm going to bring up, you know, I'm going to need everyone's out there input on it because it's going to evolve in some kind of way. It's going to involve all of us, you know. So just be mindful of it. But I got somebody that want to come on and got his hand up right now. Might want to say a word or so. So, I don't see him there. It looks like he took his hand down. He did have a hand up. But some of the things I want to put on each other's mind is this. Grudge Racing it's been around for a long, long time. And anything to make it, what makes it fun is when we go to the track and we try to engage. You know, we try to race, you know, each other. That's one of the things I want to talk about, and I want people to jump in and try to help. Just bring up on some of the actions going on. And some very important points to me is this, you know, is the engagement part. And for each and every individual out there that have a race car and come to the track to see action, you know, sometimes people come to the track a lot of times and we don't race. You know, in some instances, you know, there's good reason why we don't race. Some guys, you know, their cars ain't quite ready yet, but they still try to support, and that's a great thing too. And some guys come just to be a part of it, and they really can't afford to gamble, and that's fine also. But for the ones who come and who like to bring action and who like to try to engage and grow as people from different places, I have something that I kind of want to be on my mind sometimes is, what do it take for two people to race? You know, I got some noise in the background. People, if you can mute your mic, I appreciate it. If you're not talking, can you mute your mic? I have some background noise. And if you can mute your mic, if you're not talking, I appreciate it. But what does it take for two people to race? You know, I like somebody to jump in on that topic right now. If you're in,
I can give you a good definition. Like I told everybody else, I know the definition of a grudge race, man. It's two people have understanding for one. I tell people all the time, even when I do a lot of grudge events down here, man, it's not all about the fastest. You know, it's not all about the slowest. It's all about two people having an understanding, want to go down the track and find out who's going to turn the light on. That's what grudge racing really is about. You know, I tell people all the time, a lot of people blow it out of proportion. You know, a lot of people think you have to have super fast cars to beat somebody. You don't have to have a super fast car to beat somebody. Just compete. But I tell people all the time, man, I give more props to a person that's trying. I don't care if you lose 1,000 times. I give more props to a person that gets up there and tries, because it takes a lot of effort to get up there to try to win. And I think a lot of people, you know, has a misconception about racing is wrong, because like I tell everybody else, you know, man, one thing about me, I can tell anybody, just like we lost against Tony Bynes, I'm not a sore loser. You know, me and Tony Bynes, you know, we've talked on the phone many times, man. We didn't lose a draw, man. I'm the same person, because it doesn't mean Tony Bynes is the toughest. He's just for the toughest for that day, because he can get beat for, you know, tomorrow. So I tell people all the time, it's competitiveness out here. I mean, you know, it's competition out here, period. And I tell everybody all the time is that, you know, there's so many cars that's fast right here. Back in the day, it used to be one or two cars that's fast. Everybody's fast now. So it's more competition. And the ones that I really kind of hate, or I ain't going to say it, but just kind of diss, because the ones that do all the talking but never want to race, you know, they have cars just to say, I have a car. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I tell people all the time, man, you know, why have a car if you're not going to run it? It doesn't mean you don't have to go as fast as everybody else. Just get in where you fit in, you know. Go down the track, have fun. That's what it's about. You know, I tell people all the time, when I get in the car, first thing I do, I pray for me to go from the beginning to the end. Because I tell people all the time, man, we risk our lives going down the track, you know, every time we go down the track. It doesn't say that you have to come back in one piece. But when you do, you know, you're blessed. But I tell people all the time that, man, you know, it's all about fun, you know. But that is the understanding. It's two people have an understanding going down the track. I tell people all the time. You see people arguing about racist, doing this and that. If you get your understanding first before you race, red light, lose, you're getting double beams, your money is on, you cross the line, you lose. You know, that is the bottom dead hind of grudge racing right there. When you get that understanding right there, it's always simple, very simple. People make it just so hard, and that's all that I have to say to somebody, though.
Okay, appreciate it, Batman. That's Batman version, and it's a good version, man. Like you say, any two cars can race. Anybody can win and lose. The fastest car don't always win. So what's most important, hey, man, sometimes is engagement. We got another call out there. I like for people to get in on this because this is very important because a lot of times there'd be a bunch of cars at the races and it don't be enough races for what it is called. I'm not saying that everybody come to the track got a grudge race. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, you know, sometimes we go to races, we have 150, 200 cars there, and we only see, you know, two or three grudge races in the so-called grudge event. You know, so I just kind of want to bring this up a little bit and give us something to think about when we go to races, man, that any two cars can race, you know, and I like for some other people out there to, you know, put their hand up. I'd like you to share your input on what you think it takes for any two people to race. We got another hand up.
503-3469, Jeff, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Atomic Dog?
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
Oh, pretty good, man, pretty good. Sorry I wasn't on the show last week, man. I got back here, man. I got a thousand things to do. As a matter of fact, when I got on the show, it was such a hot topic I couldn't get on. My hand was up all the show, but that's part of the game. On this topic you got right now about the grudge racing and the events, if the guys out there listening, I mean, if you feel like you want to do something, go to the promoter of the show and get him to put you in somewhere. You know what I mean? That would be a good deal if you go to the promoter, if it's Tracy's show, Alicat's show, whoever, Batman's show, whoever the show is out there, go to the promoter and say, hey, man, look here. I want to get my groove on, man. I want to get out there and race somebody. Then you let the promoter know you want to do something. The promoter maybe can match you up with somebody, you know what I mean? But at the same token, just because he match you up with somebody don't mean that's somebody in your class, you know what I mean? Y'all get together and y'all work that out. At least the topic can be out there. Hey, I want to do something. I'm here to show I want to do something. So that's my input on that part of it, man.
Okay, Jeff. Okay, I understand that. That's a very important thing, man. Sometimes people get to the track and they might want to race somebody. You know, everybody's not a person that'll go around in a grudge game and, you know, talk a whole lot and go try to, you know, ask a guy to race. But like you say, sometimes you can go to people that you may know as your friends or maybe the promoter, something's putting a show on, or just maybe one of your buddies or somebody. You know, hey, if you want to race somebody, you know, you kind of find a way to go over and tell them and try to make action. But one thing about it, man, you know, like I say, every two people can race. But some of these races, you know, that I know that's supposed to take place a lot of times all during the week, there's a whole lot of conversation about different people going to race this weekend, different people want to race, but we get to the track and sometimes it's a no-go. Not saying that cars don't have problems. That's understandable. If a car has problems, there ain't nobody going to race. They're not going to tear the car up. But a lot of times we make a lot of passes. And, you know, a lot of these cars be running pretty good. They be running pretty good. They can go back to back all night and week to week and make passes, you know. So that leads me on to something else I want to bring up about, you know, what's race stopping? What's stopping a lot of these so-called grudge races when they come to the track, the race don't go down. There's a lot of things can happen. The races a lot of times don't go down. So I want to know, for people here on the line, give me some of your definitions of what you call might be race stopping. What do you believe is stopping some of these races from happening, some of these fans from seeing good side-by-side racing? I just like to get some input from people out here and let them share what some of the stuff is that they think that's stopping. Don't be afraid to put your hand up and talk about it. You know, it's very important that each and everybody from all parts of the state speak up and share. You know, some of this stuff we hear, it might help. It might help some races get off. You know, sometimes we got to listen to the language. You know, sometimes a lot of people try to stop racing, but what's some of the things I want to hear from people? What are some of the things that you guys think that's stopping some of these so-called races from happening that we know that should be happening?
469-4445, Ricky, your mic is open.
Tracy. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Ricky?
All right, I think, I mean, it's interesting that you hit that that second part of your topic, because that was basically what I was going to say. I think a lot of people, almost everybody understands what grudge racing is, much like Byron was saying. It's, you know, you got two people going down the track, as long as you have an understanding and you're good. And really, you know, it's really about safety and fun, but the bottom line is a lot of these races aren't happening because, you know, let's be real, the economy ain't letting people bet $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 like a few years back. You know what I mean? And a couple of guys might have that money to wage, but some of these guys that are out here racing, they might have a 500 or maybe a 1,000 to put up, but they're not willing to lose, you know, that big money like somebody else is trying to, you know. So it's like if racer A can only afford $1,000, racer B is like, I ain't running you for less than $5,000. That's a race topic. You know what I mean? And I think
that's
the biggest issue that we're having.
Yeah, that's right. And I agree on that, man. A lot of times, you know, people can't race for all that big money, but sometimes you can race for a smaller pot. And some of these guys sometimes make the races pot so big that, you know, it make a lot of guys not want to come up to them and race them because that person raced for big money. But same token, you know, guys that make pass after pass after pass down the track and don't make no money. So, you know, sometimes, you know, a little money will be no money. So in some of these cases, they're not that far apart on the money thing. On some of these cases, some of these spots, you know, I can't tell a person what to do, and I'm not trying to tell a person what to do about their car. But what I'm saying, sometimes, you know, if some people bend a little bit, sometimes they might see more races. Some of the best don't get so big. Times is hard.
And the other part of it, I think the other part of it, Tracy, is guys, they're more afraid of, you know, they got too much pride. And going back to what Byron said, man, you lose some, you win some. Ain't a grudge race in this world that ain't lost a race. I mean, it goes from the best of the best down to the newcomers. You know, you're going to lose some, you're going to win some. And the only way you're going to get to the top of that pole is winning and losing races. So it's not about, you know, I think a lot of guys, if it ain't about money, it's about the pride. And, man, sometimes you just got to take that L. That's all it is to it.
Well, you know, Trace, I'm gonna give you a good fence. Well, you were saying this a minute ago. A lot of these guys talking about they want these big bets and all this stuff. They really don't, man. They really don't even want to race, man. A lot of these guys, they try to buy races. You know, and my deal is this: that kills a lot of this racing, man. Because you know, some of these guys, you know, I actually had with some guys come in and say, hey, let's bet $4,000 or $5,000. And then I may have about $1,000 to my pocket, and I tell them, give me 1 minute, I'll be right back. Then come back with $5,000. They don't want to do that, man. So my deal is this: is a lot of guys try to buy races to try to kill racing, you know. And just like what he said, man, you know, man, $500 to $1,000 is a good race to anybody, man. I mean, let me ask you a question, Tracy. If you really just break this down on a job, man, what are you gonna make $500 a day at on a job?
Well, I tell you what, not hardly, man. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to, some people, you know, won't make that in a week on some of these fake jobs. So
that's what I'm saying.
You know, you go out there and make a race.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of these guys, man, they talk about this race. That's why I said, you got racers, you got grudge racers, and then you got people, fist jumpers. That's what I call them. Because a lot of these guys, that's what they do. You know what I mean? Some of these people, they have cars, just to say they have them. Just to boast and brag. But then, like I told you, I give the most props to the ones who get out there and try to make something happen. And that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, good point. Good point, Batman. I want to hear from some other people. Give us some of your points about, you know, what you think stopping racing. You know, we got 200 cars, 150 cars at the track, and we only see two or three races or four or five races that whole night, and it's called a so-called grudge event. You know, I just kind of like to hear some other people's input. Hey, step up. Don't be afraid to push the one button, guys, and kind of just share your opinion. People, sometimes we need to be heard. Sometimes when we talk about this stuff, it might help bring out and enlighten some people. They might say, you know what, this weekend, I know I might want to race a 3,000 or 4,000 mile, but this weekend, you know what, I'm going to go out and try that same car that I've been wanting to race, but he kind of said, hi, I'm going to go on and lower my standards a little bit, my price. Hey, you know what, figure racing the 3,000 mile, I'm going to try that joke for $1,500. Hey, man, you know, some of those races like that, vice versa. Some of the guys that like to race for always $1,000, you might have the guy, same guy that might want to race you $500. At the end of the night, you done made three passes, and you would race for $1,000, he wouldn't race you. Well, you could use one of them passes to make it $500. Maybe. I lost it. It can go either way. But in all, you know, it bring action. So I kind of like, you know, some other people step up and kind of just give their input, what they think. We need to try to, you know, do something to help promote and help get these races on and get these fans something to see. We come out to race for what we enjoy to do and what we love. None of us are racing to make a living. We all racing because we love the sport of drag racing and grudge racing. So, you know, and sometimes we just got to just think about it and take a gamble sometimes. Win, lose, or draw. The fastest car is always going to win. And in the end, you know, we spend money to go to these races every week. Every race is spending money on their car. So I'm just curious to what some of the other guys have to say about that.
281-9962. Alley Cat, your mic is now open.
Hey, what's going on, Sharon and Atomic Dog?
What's up, Cat? What's up? Well, hey, Cat, you want to tell about your race? You had a race this weekend. You want to tell about it? I looked for you a while ago at the beginning. Before you get into your race thing, why don't you go and tell us about your race this weekend?
Look here, man. God is good. The people showed up, and we had another packed house. It was packed, dude. The cars
mm-hmm.
was okay, but the spectators, they really came and showed up and showed out. We had a
mm-hmm.
hell of a time, dude. We had a hell of a time. I want to say thanks to all the fans and all the racers that did show up. I appreciate that very, very so much. But back to your topic. I think, in my opinion, money got a lot to do with it. And number two, a lot of guys be sticking their nose in people's business. Like guys that don't own cars, like they homeboys that be on the side, always running their mouth and talking, but they don't buy no parts for the car. But they always want to run their mouth and run that damn money way up there and throw the whole race off. I see it happen
yeah,
every night.
Yeah, I agree, man. Yeah, that's why I brought that topic up. But, you know, that's race stopping. I call it race stopping, and I just want to
yeah.
bring some awareness out where we can think about it, man. And, you know, some of the guys, you know, that does it, man. You know, it takes some of us guys who in the game to know some of them people to try to say, man, let's try to get a race on. Like Danny Cat just mentioned, he had another packed house. Now, he had another packed house. You know, anytime you got a lot of people come to the races, those people are paying their money to see races. So sometimes we got to go, man, say, you know, let's take a gamble, you know, and do it. We do it because we love it, and, you know, we got to give something to the fans because they're giving something to the game.
Yeah. All the time. We had a wonderful time, man. But we need to really enforce this lock-in and keep harping on it and stay on it. And sooner or later, it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. I definitely believe in it, man. I believe in, you know, in the lock-in thing for a simple reason. A lot of times, the guy don't want to pay no money. If he locks in, he rather, if the fight is not too big, and a guy, for instance, give an example, a guy locked in a race, say he locked in for $200 on a $500 race. You know, hey, that guy figure, hey, look, I'm locked in to run that race. Sometimes you get down there, it's not that big a gamble. You might not be your best at that day. If you're not at your best, you say, well, I'm going to pay the $200. But sometimes you think, I might not be at my best, but I'm racing at $500. I still got action. The fastest car going to always win. So that'll make a race. So a lot of times I think we need to remap and reevaluate how we do these things. And promoters out here, when we give races, I'm just going to step up and encourage each and one of us that we all got to work together and keep trying to, when we put these events on, try to, you know, get guys that like to race, to call you, to say they want to race, to try, you know, see if you can get them to lock in. I know you can't make everybody lock in, and I'm not saying that, but sometimes if you ask a guy, he might consider it. And that's all you can do is ask a person, and other than that, the person going to do what he feels like right for himself in his pocket, and you have to respect that. But as promoting these races, you know, it's a good thing to kind of step out and try to ask these guys, hey, do you mind locking in with the guy you say you want to race? Communication sometimes is the key to making some of this stuff work, and we just got to keep on doing our part. Because in all, we're doing it for the fans. Anyone else?
410-8711. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, Trey?
Hey, what's happening? Who is this?
It's Trey, man.
Hey, what's up, Trey? What's going on, man?
He hit the nail on the head. You know that's what it is. People get out there and don't want to race because they're scared to lose. It got to be one winner, one loser. I mean, it's like me. I took something you told me years ago. You showed me a video. You just got that black Camaro, and you're racing Rodney Delker. You said, man, I got the car. We know what it's going to do. If it goes down the track, we're going to gamble. I've had that attitude ever since. Let's get it done. Let's race. Nobody want to come out there and pay their money and sit in the stand and watch no solo passes. Get it together.
Yeah.
Lock it in. Let's race.
That's right. I mean, we all got to work on these races and grudge races. when we're at these events, man. And, you know, sometimes to go over and get a guy, you know, and try to help encourage him to race. You know, guys, the ultimate guy spends his money, he's going to make the decision. But what is it going to hurt you to ask the guy? It ain't hurt you to do nothing. It's just sometimes some guys might just need a little encouragement. So, you know, hey, we just got to do our part to try to help bring action.
Man,
to
it's like this. Me and Andre grew up racing motocross, man. When you show up to a motocross event, it's 200 people. When you see the last people that show up and race that event under the lights, man, that's the fastest of the fastest. You can't show up and say, hey, well, I don't want to race him. I think he might beat me. You can't do that. You're going to either show up and race or go home. And I take the same attitude with the cars. That's what we got to do. We just got to lock it in, like you said, enforce it, and don't be scared. If you get beat, go back. You try to beat them the next week. That's all it is to it.
That's right. Well said, man. Well said, Trey, man. Trey is a young guy in the game. He come from, like you say, the motorcycle racing. He's been racing cars. I met Trey a few years ago, and ever since I met him, Trey do have enthusiasm. And if he had to track, Trey will. He will take a gamble. He will take a gamble. So I like that attitude, man. Trey, I just want to say to you, keep doing what you be. Like to see you back out there, man.
Anybody else? Taking a break. I'll be back, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep it up.
Okay.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I feel like talking, man. You know, normally I don't like talking.
Come on with it, Sam. Come on with it.
It's very important that we get this lock in to work for the simple reason it'll stop all these fake-ass races that like to come to the track. You know, in the neighborhoods and on the Internet and on this phone, everybody talking about what they're going to do for the weekend and what they're going to do. But when you got that money up, it's going to stop all that BS real quick. Because by the time I done filled my dually up, I done took my lady to the track and I done got in, I done spent about $200-$300 and I ain't made a pass yet. I done bought all this waste fuel. I done bought nitrous. That's why it's very important that we start locking in and make these guys be accountable for what they say.
Yeah, I agree, man. We definitely got to do our part as we promote these races and we're knowing friends and different places. We got to do our part to try to help these guys get to the table and bring it more active, man. So, you know, it's going to take all of us, you know, trying to make this thing work, man. And we just got to stay on each other. And like I say, sometimes we don't have to bet as much. So we just got to try to make it work, you know.
You're right. And I'm going to tell brothers laying out there, I will race for nothing all the way up to $10,000. I have did it before. I have raced jokers for nothing, just for two reasons. I race for the fans, and I love to put an L on somebody's back because you can't erase that L no matter what happens. You got an L on your back.
That's right. That's right. So okay, what else we got that one? Go ahead, Sam.
If anybody wants to race me or lock in, just give me a call. I'm easy to find. And I ain't going to buy no races. If you want to lock in $200, you know, I'm easy to get along with. I'm easy.
I heard that. I'm the same way, Sam. I ain't no real big bet. You know, back in the day, I probably was a big bet, but the way things are today, I ain't no real big bet. You know, I race my car. I'm still working on it. You know, I'm trying to – I made it to the track the other day. Still didn't get to go down the track. That's the way it goes sometimes, you know. But once I get it running, you know, I'm going to make a showing. I'm not a very big better, but I'm going to make a race some kind of way with somebody. We're just going to see. You're going to take my few little dollars, and if I take your few little dollars, I have to go. But I am planning on doing some engaging, and don't come to me betting no $10,000. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a $10,000 better. Hey,
exactly.
Anybody else out there got
to have? 817-8305, your mic is now open.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, what's happening?
This is Barry up in Dallas. I race you for
$200. Hey, Barry, I didn't say I'm going to race that cheap. I say no $10,000 better, but I'll tell you what I will do. Because that car I got, it's going to cost me more than $200 to go to any track I go to. But I will race for $1,000. I ain't going to lie and say I won't. Now, you know, I'm not going to do this car. I will race for that. But, you know, I ain't going to race for no $10,000. I won't say I won't race for $10,000. I got 10 people put up $1,000. We're going to get it on, but. It's coming out of my pocket, you know. I'm kind of be conservative because I have a lot of feels, man.
I just want to hear it.
Huh? You just want to hear it?
Just let me leave. I'm a rookie.
Yeah, what's up? You've been around a while. Hey, somebody got some noise in the background. You can mute that mic, please. You can mute that mic. Somebody got some noise in the background.
Oh, okay. What that is?
You can find that mic. Who else we got out there?
Yeah, let me
see. Out there. Oh, okay. I'm a yummy. Okay, who else we got out there?
Hold on, let me see.
I just messed with you, Trey. I just messed with you.
That's all right, man. Hey, you never know. Something might happen. I'm going to try to make action and get my butt whooped, win. That's all I can do. Hey, one thing about you beat me, you can't eat me. You can just beat me, you know.
Okay. I can't say much till the car get here. I can't say much of that.
You can't say much of nothing. I hear you. Okay.
Tracy, we've got 512-6983. King's mic is open now.
Say, man, what's out here? What's up out here in Radio Land? I'm just coming
what's
back
up, King?
Off the Soul Highway, man. We've been rolling a little bit, trying to do what I do best. But, hey, man, I hear about this fake racing. I hear about this engagement. Say, man, like you say, you know, everybody got to try to fit in where they get in. And a lot of people try to fit in where they don't. So the problem is on the race thing is that for the fans are coming to see people race. But I think what it's going to come to, like you say, you know, everybody coming to their senses with what they want to bet and all this, you know, they're trying to bring these pots down. But what's really going to happen, I feel, for us getting the promoters to have to start putting them pots up and get these, you know, the heavy hitters and the people that people want to see at the track go down the track. And that's what you're going to have to do, man. That them pots going to have to, you know, promoters going to have to get together and put up a pot. And I believe the people will start trying to get that money. That is trying to bet fake money. And, you know, I think that ever racer that's in the grudge racing, I think should put $100 in that pot. And whatever that pot is, that's the race. And try to break it down in three or four categories, almost like bracket racing thing, but it just be heads up. And I believe you're going to get more races that way than these people are betting. Ain't nobody trying to get engaged and get their head cut off. I guarantee you that. And that's kind of
what I done tried it both ways. I mean, you know, it's like this. People, I done put a pot up for last man standing, and then last year I put a pot up for last man standing. Meaning, on the last man standing, man, you know, people got in. I put $2,000 on top of whatever people would put in. I didn't get but one call to get in the last man standing, which was a four-mile thing. So, you know, I tried that right. I even did put up a $2,000, $2,500 for a 10-5, and people paid to get in, and they didn't get in. So what I'm saying is I don't know what it's going to take for some of these grudge racers. Sometimes, seem like to me, they don't like to get in no pot, you know. But what I'm saying is they'll bet each other, but then they'll sit around all night and they'll keep running up and down the track, but they want to bet for $4,000, $5,000, or $6,000, $7,000, and they don't come to terms on it, so they run down the track all night. And don't be no racing for the fans in some cases. What I'm looking for here, I guess, is from everybody's consensus, what is some of y'all think is some of the things that we need to try? Because it seems like we each put on races and each have a pretty good fan turnout. Fans are coming to the races, but what can we do to make sure, you know, you can't make a person race, but what can we try to do to help ensure that fans see some good side-by-side races?
337-458.
Let me say this, Tracy. Back in the day when we was, you know, when we was back, you know, 18, 19 years old, they had, like, them old cars come back down the Little River, them James Brown cars this year. If everybody, you know, like when they put their little money in, just say you come in the gate, everybody got to pay, like I say, $50 on to what you race for. Like you say, just say, instead of the car, you come in, the gate is 20 plus 10. Well, you need to come in 20 plus 50. And the 50 of all the racers that bring them cars in there to pay for these cars to run. And I just feel like that you would get some action that way, man. I'm just almost sure that if that pot up around $5,000 or $6,000, I believe you're gonna get more people there to try to get that money. And sure enough, if you have 100 cars there and everybody put up $50 and put that money out there and break it up in so many different pieces, I guarantee you're gonna have some action on that.
Well, we need to definitely look at some kind of ways to make things a little bit better, give fans more action, you know, like you know, we're getting people to the team. I'm just looking for, you know, us to come together as a Growers Racing family to try to come up with some ideas and solutions that we think that might can help add to the game to where when we go to the track, fans see more than, you know, two or three races, Growers Races, you know. So, I mean, I'm open for suggestions, man, any ideas and input, and just so when we put on events, you know, to give guys something else to put on their plate to think about to try to help promote these races along with them. I'm 100% agreement on the lock-in thing. You know, I definitely like that. I think that kind of helps. It don't guarantee a race, but it gives a lot of people something to look for because people don't want to just get their money away. So a lot of them, you know, they might pay the phone cap. In most cases, you do see races. Very few you see. If you had 10 lock-in races, you're probably not going to see 10 people pay lock-in. You might have, you know, two or three, but then again, you got seven people that's actually going to get down and boogie. So I think in a case like that, it helps. Anybody else got anything you want to share on that?
337-4583, your mic is now open.
Hey, what's up, Tracy?
What's up? Who is this?
It's Motion, bro.
Who is this? Oh, Darren. What's up, Darren?
What's happening, man? What's up, Radio World? You hear me?
What's going on? Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Oh, okay, man. Can't be scared, bro. That's what it all falls down to, man. Can't be scared to lose, man. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
These racers, they, you know, they're so worried about the Internet, you know, somebody putting them on blast on the Internet that they lost a race or this or that, man. Can't pay no attention to that, bro. You know, just get on out there and race, man. You know, I only been in this game 3 years, man. I have more races than a lot of these cats who've been here 10, 15 years, you know?
Yeah, you're right, man. You got to race. That's why I was mentioning about sometimes the pots get too high for some people, and, you know, everybody can't afford to gamble. But, you know, sometimes you got people that's on you in your camp, man. You know, everybody can put, you know, they, you know, if you got five people and you got, you know, he's putting up $200, so I might put up $500. You can get a good little spot, but a lot of times, you know, some of these guys, you know, are one or two people, and some guy might want them up for $5,000. You ain't got but two people in the camp, and them two people might not can come up with that $5,000. But, you know, sometimes the guys got to just do a little bit more talking, try to negotiate their race, try to get it down to where they can't engage. And some of these guys that like to bet the five, sometimes you got to give a little bit. Hey, if you think you can beat the guy, you only end up racing but for $2,000, and you ran three passes all night to try to get five and didn't get no race sometime at $2,000, beat that waiting on that $5,000. So, like you said, it's very important, Darryl. You can't be scared to race. I mean, you just got to take a gamble sometimes.
It's all about communication, you know. It's just like me and WP ran a couple weekends ago, you know. You know, he pulled me to the side. You know, he told me what he had, you know, about all he had. He going to see if a couple of other guys want to gamble with him, you know. And I told him, that's fine, man. You know, whatever he come up with, whatever you come up with, we can cover, you know.
Yeah.
Because we was out there to race. You know, a lot of guys with me disagreed, you know, for running for that little amount of money. But, you know, it is what it is, man. If that's all a man want to come up with, you know, and he's willing to race, you know, like you say, any money is making money and going single passes down the track, you know, because all you're doing is watching yourself and going single passes down the track because you got to refuel that cell and check everything, you know, maybe change the plugs and everything anyway. So, you know, so it's a win-win situation. Then, you know, look, I didn't even realize, well, he won, you know, so he took a gamble when he won. So, like they said, a fantasy car don't ever win anyway.
Yeah.
That's what it all boils down to, you know. It just boils down to, you know, everybody just getting out there and race, man. You know, it can't be scared, you know. You know a girl, if you know a girl's fest is coming up, you know, they usually promote it months ahead of time. You know, hey, get your little kid, stash your kid off the side, bro. But you got to be willing to lose that kid, too, you know. You can't always win them. A lot of these guys, man, they try to treat this like a business. You know, they think they could just come out there and flip money and you know, and do this and do that on the racetrack, but it don't never work out in their favor, you know. You got to be willing to lose some money. You ain't going to win every time.
That's exactly right. That's one thing I take my hats off of you, Dale. Many times that I've seen you at the race in the short years you've been racing, one thing I know is about you, Dale will race. I mean, it ain't no such thing as he won't race. I heard him make a comment about some of his guys get on sometimes race with that little amount of money, but he said a very important thing. Sometimes that little money be waiting on that big money. So one thing I take my hats off of Dale, he will take a chance and he will gamble. I remember, I'm going to say this because some people here might not realize it. We went to South Carolina to Mike Hill's race last year, and they had a car called a Beast. Supposed to be one of the baddest outlaw back-ass cars from the northern part of the East Coast. Now, take it, Darrell had a 10-5 Firebird. Now, it was guys out there on the East Coast looked like they were swaying away from that car called a Beast from a guy from North Carolina. Nobody really wanted to run that Beast, because they feel like, hey, this guy's really not a true back half car. It's more like an outlaw back half car. And Darrell was on 10-5. Now, that joker, you know, on paper, if you look at it on paper, that guy, everybody thought Darrell was crazy for taking that race. Like Darrell said, a very important part. The fastest car don't always win. And we come all the way from Texas. Darrell come all the way from Louisiana. So we were more of the West going against the East Coast. And everybody on that sideline, you look, they was betting on that car called a Beast, and they thought Darrell was a fool. Well, hindsight is a little different than what people sometimes realize is. Darrell went out there and outran that car and shocked everybody. So, you know, I take my hats off to Darrell just to let y'all know Darrell will step up and he will take a gamble. And, you know, hey, we're going to have to do some same thing this year, especially if us Texas and Louisiana people start traveling to try to make some of these events out on the East Coast. We sometimes just going to have to take a gamble. So, you know, I'm one of them people, I'm out to take a gamble. I already know that I'm out to take a gamble. But if I go out there and bet my little $2 or $3, once I feel like I'm a bet, it ain't mine no more once I get out there and lose it or get out there and earn it back. So just to tell them those, I just want to bring that up to Darrell, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you will take a gamble. So a lot of us guys got to step up and do some of the same thing that Darrell been doing since he's been in the game for a short period of time. Anybody else want to comment on that?
469-1785. Roman, your mic is now open.
What's up, Tommy Dog? What's up, Darrell?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Roman?
What's going on, man?
Now, everybody done put all the points that needed to be made, you know. Batman Ricky, that done said everything about the fake racers. Like Darrell said, the fastest man don't always win. I mean, he got away from me out in Houston. You know, fastest man don't always win, but you got to get up there and race.
Hey, why are you talking about that, man? You and your thing about doing it again or what?
Nah, we're going to race down the line, but I just want to, you know, touch on that point. And, you know, I called in not to do it, but I had to do it. You got to point out some fake racers. You got to let them know who they are. And I'm going to tell you.
Hey, well, you know what? Hey, you know what? Since
you're
saying that, well, come on now. I think we all want to hear it.
You got to point them out.
You got to point them out. You can't just let them duck and hide, you know. I came all the way to Houston. I was locked in with the green badass Camaro. People out there afraid to say his name and shit, you know. But we locked in $500 on $1,000. I was out there Friday, Saturday, changing transmissions. I'm ready to race. This scary ass fake ass racer didn't even show up to the track. Goose Town. Don't nobody know where he's at, but he don't even bring the car. How you gonna have Atomic Dog, you know, promoting a big race supposed to happen, Houston versus Dallas, and not even show up? That's pitiful right there. That's pitiful. That's sad. That's a sad day.
So in your terms, you're putting a guy, you say fake ass race car, he didn't show up?
Did he show up?
Did you try to call him and talk to him?
No, man.
Can you punk out money? You get your punk out money or what?
Let me tell you how it happened. Houston got some good gamblers. I'm going to give it to Houston. Houston, they like to gamble. They know the car didn't show up. Everyone knew the car wasn't going to show up. So, guy out there at camp, he come and offered to pay the punk out money for the man. So that guy's a big ass punk. I mean, he didn't show up to pay the punk out money. Someone else said, "I'll pay his punk out money. Y'all lock it in with Darrell." You know, I guess they figured Darrell had the upper hand. We said, "That's cool. Shit, we ain't afraid. We ain't never ever been afraid to run anybody. We run the fastest cars in the country. We don't give a damn. You know, we gonna go out there and try something." So, the man paid another man's punk out money for him, and, you know, me and Dale locked it in. Cause me and Dale, we're going to race all the time. We're always going to race each other. We at the track, we're going to race each other. That's how we do.
But little woman, I found out what happened. The whole thing was a whole misunderstanding. The guy you talking about, I talked to him after that. He was under the impression that y'all was going to lock in at the gate. It was a whole misunderstanding. I told him, it was already locked in. They just wanted to switch money, put money up front at the gate. Well, he thought y'all wanted to lock in at the gate. So he figured y'all wouldn't lock in unless y'all hit the gate and swap out the money, you see. But he said, you're going to talk to you because he's going to give it back to me. You know, it's a whole misunderstanding, but he was willing to from it. But, you know, man,
That's cool. We ain't got to lock it in until you get to the gate. But the man didn't even show up to the gate. So all I'm saying is I'm pointing that guy out. If you want to, don't ever, I'm going to warn all big-time money racers. I mean, you ain't got to be a big-time money racer. You just got to be a good grudge racer. Don't lock in with guys like that.
I understand your point, man. I knew you was hot and everything. I understand your point and everything. But, you know, man, things got heated up the situation. You know, I apologize for acting the way I did. You know, but I was kind of disappointed because y'all came in right before a race. You know, and it kind of, I ain't blaming that, but it did kind of throw me off. But you know, what's done is done, man. You know, I apologize for acting up like that. The race, you know, that was out of my character, man. You know, but it was a whole misunderstanding from the get go. You know?
Yeah. The only thing that's misunderstood is that guy being a racer. I mean, that guy ain't no racer. I mean, he's scratched off the books permanently in my book. So.
One thing I want you to realize, though, a comic dog will tell you this, too. Look, if somebody lock in a race, a comic dog will lock in a race, you know, some dog will lock in playing a race back in the day. If that man don't show up, you can't hold another man responsible for that other man's phone got money, though. You know what I'm saying?
I would never do that, but you see, I locked in the money with you. But not if you want to bring that up.
Like I said, it was a whole misunderstanding, though, because I wasn't aware of locking with me. Last I heard, I had Big Jack, and I was looking for a race, and that other guy was looking for a race. So I told Big Jack, you know, that I was looking for a race. So, but
yeah, that ain't no big deal. It ain't no big deal. It's over with. I mean, me and you did what we came to do. We you know, we got up there, got down the lane. So.
Yeah. Like you say, man, we 1-1, man. We got to sell out in time, bro.
Yeah. Are we going to do it again? You know that. You know, we 1-1. I'm happy for you. We both made it safe, so that's all that really matters, man. That's all that really matters.
Okay,
hey,
bro.
One thing I want to jump in and say on that, because I heard Darryl say something about the misunderstanding. This is something that I believe we all need to pay very close attention to, is when we talking to people and when people talking to each other on this lock-in can get very confusing. That's why the communication has to be clear, man, and somebody needs to write it down, and when you write it down or when you're talking about it, man, you need to always, I feel like this is my opinion, you need to always make sure you ask them people. Sometimes it might take 2 or 3 times, man, this is what I got, this is what y'all saying. Because a lot of times, like Darryl said, Roman, you was up on the thing when y'all talked on the agreement that it was locked in, and you feel like you locked it in there, and Darryl was up on the stand. He felt like y'all locked the money in once y'all come through the gate. So that was a miscommunication between the lock-in. When we talking about trying to make these races and trying to help the races go down and trying to get and encourage people to lock in, or the ones who are willing to lock in, the person that's doing the communication, who's locking the money in, I'm going to say it, and because I've been caught up in a couple of situations that didn't quite have a clear understanding, thought that this person said this, and this person actually said that, and two people disagreed. So what I'm saying is, man, sometimes when these two people are talking, whoever doing the lock-in with these people, man, write it down, and make sure when you write it down that you read back to each one of them people and say, this is what I have. Do y'all agree? I'm telling you, because Darryl knows, me and Darryl, we done some lock-ins on the phone, and it didn't always go as good, and we had to call back, and Darryl had to call me, and we kind of went through something that he had to remind me of something. And, you know, it's like there's a lot of things sometimes, you know, because sometimes we be at work, or we be driving, and we talking to people, and we don't get it right now, man, it can get turned confusing very easily. So that's a very important point, and Darryl sounded like he went through another lesson. Man, what I'm saying is whoever's doing the lock-in, whoever the people is, man, write it down and read it back to one another to where both of them people understand exactly what you read back to them and agree on it. Because I'm telling you, man, this stuff can get tricky. It can cause people to get heated. And then all in all, we're trying to just race and have fun and make a little money, and we're not trying to have that controversy because people, at the day of the event, sometimes it can get, I didn't say this, I didn't say that, so... What I'm saying, man, is, you know, I need to take it up on myself, which I am working on it. And each one of y'all, I would say, take them. You said, if you're locking in, people, man, write it down and make sure you get a clear understanding. Don't assume, because if you assume them, trust me, it's going to come back and somebody's going to feel like that they wasn't represented right. And I'm a person that I stand for the truth, and sometimes I have to be corrected. And I try to work with any and everybody, and I call back and try to say, man, well, what can I do to try to make it right, or what can I do, you know? I want to try to get it right. I'm a fallible person. Anybody can make mistakes, and these two guys' money, make sure that you got the understanding with those two guys' men. This is what y'all said, and try to come to some kind of agreement on what they said, and by all means, if at all possible, man, try to get these guys to commit to a time. Try to get these guys to commit to a time. All we can do is ask them, because if we commit to a time, we won't run into what we ran in Houston. We don't want to get past that. But, man, if you try to get these guys to commit to a time and make sure that the language that's being said is what both people agreed on, I just think that's a very important part of us learning and trying to take this group game the bigger steps and bigger places, because I believe all of us at some point in time, we like the fact that what we did with the people from the East Coast, we might be going that way on some turns. Some turns, some of them might be coming back this way. We're going to need to make sure that we're on the same page with the language, because we hate for the language to get turned around. So I'm just saying, guys, we got to make it be important and write that stuff down. Anybody else?
Yeah, that's right.
Tracy, everybody that has their hand up has already, you know, pretty much voiced their opinion. I'd say this is a good time for us to take a short break.
Okay, we'll take a mercy.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, J, Performance Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Okay, Tracy, right now we don't have any additional hands up, but I have a question to you, Tracy.
Okay, come on.
Since, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it was the first time, you know, that the East Coast has really come to Texas, and the East Coast has really, you know, become aware of the way that Texas has become aware of the way that the East Coast, you know, locks in their races. What do you see as the biggest difference between the way you've seen, you know, Texas guys lock in their races and the way you see that those East Coast guys lock in their races? What's the biggest difference?
The biggest difference that I see that the East Coast does, that some not all of us, a few of us here do, is the East Coast will try to skip you to death. You know, they're going to be specific on what they're trying to lock in with. And some of the guys here, I noticed when they try to lock in, they sort of just kind of go into some agreement with one of some of the guys on the East Coast. Say, now, I'm like this. I'm just, with some of the conversations that I've been listening on, I'm more of a person. I'm just trying to stay in the middle of the road and try to just, my job, I feel like, if I'm in the middle of trying to get these guys to lock in and listen to what they're saying, I try to stay in the middle of the road. And when I hear guys, you know, from the East Coast put a whole lot of different stipulations on stuff, and guys here from Texas, they don't say a whole lot. They're just maybe, in, for instance, I'm going to give an example. And I'm going to say this because I just think it's a valid point. For instance, Javier and Primetime, they was talking on the phone about lock-ins, and Javier agreed to this. Prime Tony Brown was asking everything all the way up to what Javier's car weighed and said, okay, if we can we put it on the scale? And Javier said, yeah. He said all the way up to what the man's car weighed. And Javier agreed on everything. And another turn, Javier, he didn't say a whole lot on his stipulations. So when I saw it, I'm sitting there listening to it, so I got to stay in the middle of the road because it's those two guys' business. I'm just the middleman. So I got to remain in the middle, and I'm like, wow, man, he's not saying enough. He's not asking enough information about Tony's car. You know, he's just listening to what Tony says. And so in that instance, everything that Tony said, you know, favored Tony. And Javier was just so excited, I guess, to raise the guy from the East Coast and feel like he wanted to kick Tony's butt, that he just said almost just whatever, just so he know he was sure to have a race. What we need to learn to do, man, is let's be more specific and draw out what we feel like that we need to ask for, that we need to know about a certain car. I'm not saying a guy going to tell you his motor size. A lot of times they want to ask what size tire you got, either you got a big block or a small block. They might ask you got Willy boys. But Tony went all the way down to the weight of Javier's car. So what I'm saying is, man, if the guy can do you like that, if you're really unsure, listen to what that guy is asking you, and you see he's asking you a lot of questions about certain stuff, and you give him answers, well, you better try to get you some answers to step your race, too, because I wouldn't want a guy to try to outstep me, you know. I just be careful, be more mindful of what we ask for when them guys start stepping those races. That's just a lesson that we all got to learn. Try to step your race to the best of your advantage. Just like that guy's trying to step in to the best of his advantage. Not saying that he's going to have the edge. I'm not saying that, but he's got information. You know, when you got information about something, it kind of helps you feel confident about what you may want to do. The information might not be worth it in the end. You still can get your butt whooped. I'm not saying that, but I am saying it might help you find out a little bit more. If you don't give it to you, at least you try to get it. They're only going to give you information. Closed mouth won't get fed, so I'm saying, guys, hey, after some of this stuff, try to find out what you can. Like I say, a lot of times we see those guys on YouTube, they don't see a whole lot of us, so when they come here, they're going to see a fuck. So just ask, open your mouth and try to skip your race the best you have managed. Anybody else got something they want to share on that? Feel free to push the one button and let's hear it.
I'm still on cue?
Yeah.
Well, that whole situation right there, Transit, that whole situation right there is Javier is new to the game. Tony, man, he's a slick talker. He's been doing this for years. Javier, you know, he just come up to the grudge game, you know, and it don't take much, you know, and I know it don't take much for Tony to fill you out once he talks to you, you know, as far as pipping the race and everything else, you know, and that was the whole ordeal of the situation. See, Tony came right to the H&P, but Tony still, even though he had locked-in races, he still picked out his locked-in races, which race he feel he could win and which race he feel he couldn't win, you know. And I believe Javier race was one of them races he feel he couldn't get around, you know, just by looking at the car, the way the car set up. You know, he's been around this for so long, and he's been raced up and down the East Coast. You know, he's finally coming around on this end, you know, but he locked in with a lot of cars that he never even seen, which I give him a problem for logging in because a lot of people wouldn't do that, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah, I agree.
He got to do that, but he's so slick with it when he got out here, you know, that's why they play their stiff game so hard like that. When he got out here,
yeah,
you know, he looked around and got a feel for these cars that he was locked in with, you know, because you don't think he's looking, but he didn't walk on that whole pit and that that track and checked everything out, you know, because he real
That's
sleep
right.
about it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think he felt probably alcohol was one of the cars that Rambo couldn't get around. Either that or he lost a couple of other races, you know, because I believe he only won like one race since he was down there, since he came to HMP that weekend, right? I think the rookie was the only one who won a race, you know. So he was already around 2-1, you know. And I don't think he wants to take a gamble on Javier. That's why I think he played the fifth game with him, you know.
Yeah.
Which is,
well, I agree with you. I definitely agree with you, Darrell. I don't think that Tony feel like he can outrun that car, but, you know, he just kind of used what his time, what his stipulation was to his advantage. I don't feel like he thinks he can outrun it with. He knew that he had locked in no time, and he knew he had all night, so.
I guarantee you, if he'd have won, if he'd won more race, or if he'd have been up 2-0, he'd have raced out there. But you see, he's already now 2-1.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. I agree. Yeah. You're right. If he'd been on another foot, he'd have won two races. Then he said, well, I'm going to take a gamble. He might have ran out there at 9 or 10 o'clock. He felt like I'm running with somebody else's money. I agree. I believe he was playing that strategy, too.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened, you know. But I'm sure he's gonna learn from his mistake. Next time he log in the race, he's gonna put a time on it. Cause these times he's with the East Coast, you know, because they, like you said, they don't play a field game on you, especially with the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone else off of this thing log in with a car on the East Coast, we gotta put a time on.
Yeah, I agree. I mean that's very well said. I agree with that 100%, man.
We gotta put a time on.
Guys
it.
Gonna do
we
it.
Be,
yep.
We gotta be careful what we say. You gotta be careful what
yep.
you say when you talk about the race. Because even if you use that towards you, you know, they'll try to use that as a stiff towards you, you know.
Somebody need to mute their mic. Somebody need to mute their mic because I know it. What were you saying?
Okay.
Six seven eight 0663. Your mic is now open.
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all ain't doing on real racing.
Who is it? Who is it?
Hey, y'all ain't doing on real racing. Grudge racing is grudge racing. Y'all think hey, if 2 cars gonna line up, y'all might as well just hey, y'all might get to it. You got something with Conway and all this. It's fucking the good, right?
No, we're not saying nobody here asked about what a car weighed. The guy from the East Coast asked the guy here, what did his car weigh? Can we put it on the scale? So who am I speaking with? Who am I speaking with?
It's clear. I'm from the East Coast, but I stay in Texas now, and I say all these cars with these winter balls on, and... if y'all take the winter balls out there, y'all get a whole bunch of more race.
Well, it's like this here. When we go out there, people buy what they buy, people race what they race. So I'm not, that's just like say if I was to go to the East Coast and I see a guy don't have Willy Ball, not got Willy Ball, I'm not going to take my Willy Ball off. I'm going to try to find somebody to run me with my Willy Ball. Vice versa. If you come here, you know what I mean? You got 3 kids on your car and I got 2. And you know I got Willie Boy, you come here and say, hey, now take one of your kids off. Hey, you buy what you buy, you run what you run, you get in there, you take a chance. The fastest car don't always win. Tony came out here and outran cars with Willie Boy. So, you know, but people not going to take stuff out of their car just to run the guys on the East Coast. Now that the guys on the East Coast, some of them done been here, some of them done seen. And one thing they got on board after that is they know them cars in Texas got Willie Boy. So what I'm saying, the guys on the East Coast, you know, if you don't want a Texas car, 9 times out of 10, that Texas car is going to have Willy bars. So if you call me, don't ask me to take my bars off. Now, that's my opinion, and I'm saying I'm quite sure 99% of the guys in Texas, if they run Willy bars, they're not taking their Willy bars off to give that other car advantage. Why? Because the guy got his car set up and tuned to run with those Willy bars, just like that guy on the East Coast got his car set up and tuned to run without those Willy bars. Hey, you run what you brung, hope you brung enough. I'm running what I got, you run what you got. We can try to find up some kind of stipulation based on what we got. That's just the way it is.
Y'all behind the time. That's all that is. Y'all behind the time. Y'all got to get y'all go to a stop suspension race. Y'all, hey, stop the bench car. Don't have fun to have no wheel bars on them.
Stop suspending cars don't supposed to have wheel bars. Guess what? Some stop suspending cars don't supposed to have fiberglass doors.
Exactly.
And they do.
Exactly. It's all in the way it's all set up. It's all in the way all the cars set up. And y'all got all, if y'all car set up to be old, y'all out there. Y'all car set up to be old, that's what it is.
What is that?
Y'all need to get some new tunnels, or y'all need to get some new chassis, so y'all can have a car with our bars on. All we need to do is get to the line and try to find a race that we feel like we can step and run. I mean, I'm not going to tell no goddamn intention if you go to East Coast, take your Willie bars off. I'm not no fool. Just like they come here, they feel like they got Willie bars. Okay, see, something on the back of yours. You know, we not changing. I know you run what you bring, hope you bring enough. In some cases, we bring it up. In some cases, we don't. But I'm not. I saw Ray on a video. Tony Miles went to Alabama. He went to Alabama and took a chance on a chassis car. He went out there and took the Garula and ran a chassis car. Ain't no way in hell that I felt like that chassis car could not run Tony Miles and that Nova. Tony Miles, like Darrell said, he's pretty slick. He's been around for a long time. He know what to do. He talked to a guy out there taking his Willy bars off a big guy's chassis car.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a
damn fool.
I tell you what, that was a fool.
And the car working. That's all it is. The car working. That's a goddamn race. You take the bars out there, that's a race for it.
I mean, that's what a man feels comfortable with, man. If he want bars on his car, he don't want to tear his car up from a wheel stand. That's why he got bars, man. I mean, people can probably can run without bars, but we choose to use them.
I don't see a whole heap of cars run without bars. I don't have seen a whole heap of fans.
And I
don't
see a whole bunch of them get tore up without bars, too.
That's on the other end.
Don't matter where. They still got tore up.
You take the power out of the car with it. If you take the power out of the car for it, they even put it on the other end. Yeah, y'all nothing to worry about, but I forgot. Y'all like to leave all them bars. Them bars ain't 100% all the time.
I know, but I tell you what, I'm taking my chances with it. If I caught him and I got my car set up like that, I'd be damned if somebody gonna trick me into taking my goddamn bars off. I'd be damned. I tell them, look, put them on your car. You don't have to use them to set them on there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say them balls. They call out Willie Balls, man. I think that's just where it is. You got a few of them around here that don't run Willie Balls. Most of them guys, they class. They're capable. Grudge racing, these guys are trying to go. We trying to go as fast as we can go from point A to B with all we got, given the track given to us. But we not trying to take off no damn Willie Balls. So if you from East Coast and you live in Texas and you build your car, what I'm telling you right now, leave your cars off and run one of these Texas cars and see what happens to you.
Yeah.
281-2604, your mic is open.
Yeah. No, I was listening. Tracy cleared it up. Just hard, Tracy. What's up?
Yeah,
hard.
What's up, hard?
Oh, no. You cleared it up, bro.
Oh, you ain't taking your bars off of nobody, are you,
hard? Hell no. I'm going to put some longer ones on now. Shit. Shit. I ain't going to put the...
Y'all might wear this car with the bars, then. Y'all gonna keep the bars on the car.
Man, we good racers, man. We not bracket racing, man.
We good racing
too, shit. We gonna run with everything we got. Shit, we ain't gonna take shit off.
Well, like, you need to be out there with a nice way out in Georgia. That's where they run all the bars. No bar cars.
Yeah. Well, you got the same thing. Then what are you talking about? You won't take the balls off it?
It's a big car. It's a big car. It's a big car. It's a big car. It's a small car.
You said the cars don't need balls on it. It don't matter what car you got. It don't matter what. Tracy just cleared that up. The man just ran a tube chassis car, and the man took his balls off. That was stupid. So would you take your balls off your car and run a car with little tires? You'll be a damn fool.
That guy on the East Coast, man, it ain't Cliff. I think his name was Cliff.
Ask me if he have a car on 29 without no balls. Yeah, I got a car from
29 there.
I got a car from
29
without no balls.
Okay, do you
want to
race?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I'm on a radio show.
Yeah.
How about Labor Day, man? I want to rock in with your ass. What kind of car you got? I got a Nova on 29 without no balls. Oh, okay. You got a Nova on 29 without no balls. I don't want to hear no goddamn okay talk. It's on y'all. It's on y'all.
Well, man, you do it.
It's on y'all. Y'all ain't heard of it. Let me know. It's on y'all. What y'all want to do? It's on y'all. What y'all want to do? Hello?
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
That's what
I want to
do.
We're going to find out where you want to go to. Where you want to meet at. Where the next race at, Sam?
We got a 4th of July. We got Roy race coming up. We got a Labor Day race coming up. He's trying to steal. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to steal for race.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't nothing over got to do that.
Okay,
I ain't never got to do that.
Do you know him? Tracy know him? Tracy know who he is?
Now, what kind of car you got? Mustang, Nova, Camaro, what you got?
I got a little Mustang.
Big block, small block. Big block, small block.
Don't even care if it's big block or small block. Roll that motherfucker on 29. That's all he needs to be on. 29 back half car to be stuck.
Well, yeah, you got a Mustang on 29 with a big block in it. What color is it? What color is it? Where you at for you at this weekend?
That's $2,000 to get somebody on track.
Where you at this weekend? You had
your
car in the race this weekend?
Hey, Tracy, let me clear this up for you, man. Do you bet $2,000 by yourself? Or do you have 20 periods?
I'm by myself.
That's a good race. If you betting $2,000 by yourself, that's a good race for the pot. You want to bet with 20 more people and make the pot big. I mean, anybody can do that.
I bring my own, so I ain't got to depend on nobody else.
That's your race, whatever you going to bet. Don't worry about the spectators or the homeboys.
Worry about all that.
Shit.
I worry about all that.
$2,500 is a good race, because you might go back and run it back to back.
Well, this Texas race is fun.
Do your research, man, before you talk next time. Do your research.
Yeah.
Research.
Yeah.
If these killers on his phone, they just be quiet, that's all. If these killers on his phone.
So what?
I can run with them. I can run without them.
So that's part of my job, Texas. Right? Y'all ain't going to run for no money. But then it was a real call. Hey,
come on, man.
Y'all
sound like
buzz, but
Crazy.
That's all.
Yeah, crazy. Hey, we already made it clear. The only one that can talk now is talking about it. Everybody else off the East Coast right now can't talk. He the only one that came down to see himself.
Yeah.
Right
now,
can't say nothing.
Yeah,
he
got a ref and he done a one run. I mean, we had cars down there ready to run. The guys didn't come, they wouldn't come. So we were trying to lock guys in all the way up to the week before the race. So I don't know what he's talking about.
He just said he's from Mustang.
Every car that they brought out here that wanted action got action. If they brought a car on the East Coast and he didn't race that car, something was wrong with the car.
Man, that man,
I said, my
that man don't
want to
race
Tracy. Talking about whatever you want to do. Who is that? Who is that want to do something? Talking about whatever you want to do. Tell him you get his ass in trouble. Talking about whatever you want to do.
Right.
Whatever
you want to do. I'm close. Why, hey,
I don't
know you ever have whatever you
want to
do.
If you want to do something, Coward.
Tracy, why don't we get Cliff's phone number and
hey,
we
man,
will...
get my No. You need his phone number. Deposit is what we need from his bad ass.
I got his phone number. I'm just trying to find out who you want to run and win, because he keeps talking about whatever he want to do. And Sam told him he had a car for him, but then he would never say nothing.
You're going to get his ass thrown off the bone is what he's going to get. I got
somebody
two
share
cars.
Let's just take it offline, and then somebody set him up a decent race. I mean, because... I'm pretty sure there's
yeah,
a couple of dudes with that I would kind of like to have a decent race with.
Motherfucking head all the way off.
Hey, Tracy,
hold on. This is my other question. Flip, what do you call money, though, man? Are you talking $500 or $5,000 or reason? You know, because don't be ridiculous talking about $5,000 and $10,000. There ain't nobody really betting like this right now. So, I mean, what money to you?
Oh,
hey.
Okay. Man, let me talk to that Billy Badass.
Tracy, you gotta
hey,
put them
like
you
are.
You know, and we've got a couple more hands up because he's been asked on more than one occasion who he's tried to race, and he avoids that question, you know, and he keeps
well,
he
tell
keeps
him a deposit. Tell him to put up a deposit.
Y'all,
stop that.
Anyway, y'all go. Y'all do not. I got in the text today. When did you come to Texas?
Hey, since he ain't really trying to identify no race, he just making conversation. You say you had another hand up, who wants to talk? Tell me, goddamn, give my number, we'll talk about a race. 512-656-5609 is now open. 512-656-5609 is now open. Hello, this is Stan. Hello, who is this? Stan. Trouble? Yeah, I'm at work.
Background noise, let me know if you're doing all I'll mute my mic. Yeah, that's just
what's
another Texas. I say I'm at work, you might get some background noise, let me know. That's just another Texas hater. He ain't doing all my blowing high wind. You know what I mean? You run what you run. You got some willy balls or you don't got some willy balls. You ain't got a car that can't get a race, get a car that can get a race. You know, that's all that call it, what they call it, a race hater?
Yeah.
Race topper. He ain't talking about nothing. But anyway, on what you was talking about, the topic, Tracy, all of that is part of the game. You know, sometimes grudge racing is like a poker game. You know, you got to do your homework and you got to kind of like feel your man out and try to get what you can get to make the race the best you can make it for yourself to try to come out on the winning end. And since, you know, a lot of people around here, not everybody is new to the game, I think it's us, our responsibility, the older racers, the older time Texas racers, is to kind of school these younger guys in how to step the game and how to pay attention to what's going on and make sure they get the best race they can get out of it. You don't have them shit talkers that ain't going to do nothing, and then you're going to have people that really want to race, you know what I mean? Some people is in it for the hustle, for the money, and some people is in it just because they love the race, you know. That's where them big pots come from is, you know, people trying to hustle. And ain't nothing wrong with making money. If you can make money, make it. I don't have that, you know, I can't hold that against no man.
Okay, Stan, okay. Let me see.
Tracy, I got a couple more hands up. Let me.
Yeah, go ahead. Call them.
214-0185. Your mic is now open.
Turn set.
What's happening?
I ain't nothing. How's it going?
All right, who's this?
Peanut.
What's happening, man?
Ain't nothing. Say, tell them I got a little Vegas that I go put together tonight
and whoop his ass for any kind of money you want to race for.
Oops.
I put that Vega together in the morning for any amount of money you want to race for if you want to race.
Your mic is still open.
I do for you, Tracy.
I know where Peanut at, and I know where Cliff's at. Just tell them go ahead and lock that in, and then run it at Kennedale on Friday or Sunday, and I'll take care of the middle part. Just say, hey, I get them both together.
So you know this Cliff guy?
I do. I know Peanut, I know both of them.
Cliff is, and he gets ready to stop it.
No, he got a car. He got a pro mod car. He got a back end car, and he got a 10-5 car.
Yeah, but he's talking, and three people are presenting different things to him. He jump around. So how do you know this one time? How do you know if a guy really trying to lock in, or just making conversation?
If he tell you he's gonna lock in, he's gonna lock it in. And whatever y'all wanna run for, I'll take care of the middle.
Okay, which car are you trying to lock in right now? Peanut car?
Which one you want to run? You want to run pro mod or you want to run the back end? Which one you want to run?
I want to run the pro mod. Peanut, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Peanut. Okay.
I'm here.
You know Barry, right? You know Barry.
Yeah.
Barry, well, okay. Barry say he know who the guy is. I don't have a clue who the guy is at. Barry say he know the guy. So what I'm saying is, you want to talk to the guy and see if you can come up with something. You want to, Barry said the guy's serious, so you know Barry. So I know Barry, so I don't know Barry. I don't think Barry be in the middle of something if you know the guy ain't serious. You want to talk to the guy? What kind of car you got? You want to, you know, Peanut, that's on you, Peanut, that's on you.
I'm listening. Go ahead. What kind of car you got?
He got a Camaro.
Nitrous car, blow a car.
Nitrous car.
Well then, I'm ready.
Okay. That's all you had to say.
What do y'all want to lock in for? How much is punk out money? How much y'all want to lock in? 1,000, 2,000. What y'all?
What we gonna do with that? And when?
Cliff, how long take y'all get that car up here?
It's probably taking about 2 days. Not about 2 days. That's a ride. It's about 2 days.
I can call.
So we can go. I can see. You know, they're going to the truck this week. This week and see. But I can lock that in. We can lock that in. Well, y'all get ready.
I'm gonna make a punk out.
So when we gonna do it?
Huh?
When we gonna do it?
Oh, let me call. I
got to
see what kind of schedule my people got.
Well,
you call me when you get ready, Barry. Y'all know my number.
Okay. I'm
right
now.
Whenever you get ready, you call me. Goddamn, tell him don't wait too late.
I ain't going to wait too late. Ain't got to worry about that.
Don't you wait too late and get a show number and whoop.
There you go.
All right.
But yeah, you ain't got to come with that.
Well, you didn't let me know.
They don't
know how to reach you, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll do it. Cliff, Peanut will race you. He will race you.
Oh, you ain't got that. You got to worry about that at all.
And whenever you get. Hey. I ain't got to call nobody, so whenever you get your shit together, you call me.
My shit all ready to go. I'm at work.
You got to call somebody. I ain't got to call nobody.
No, the car don't stay up. The car stay at home.
I don't give a damn if my car was in Africa. I know where it's at all times.
Mine in Africa. Mine is a couple of questions.
All right, well, you let me. You know how to reach me.
Okay, I got you.
Don't worry about it. We got it, buddy. Don't worry about it. All right. Hey, hold on now. Let's get out of the show. This is going to be a head of race, right? I ain't got to give you nothing. It's a head of race.
Did I ask for something?
Okay, then. All right. That's all I need to know.
All right. I didn't ask for nothing, dude.
All right, then. That's all we need to know.
You ain't asking for nothing, did you?
Not a damn thing. That's all.
Okay. I'm just making sure you ain't asking for nothing.
Peanut, can I get the hit? Shit.
Mm-mm. I can't do it. I'm the slowest man. I'm the slowest man in Texas.
I'm trying to figure out how you jump off a damn 28-29 car and you jump into a damn pole box.
Goddamn right. Yeah, because you can, hey, if some people can do it like that.
Well, yeah, a lot of people can do it when you're borrowing shit. But let me know.
I didn't borrow nothing. Damn, I'm sorry.
y'all let me know, man.
I can do it. I'll talk to him and I'll get it.
That's the bad
part. Ricky,
set him up with
food. I said, just
let me know, man. No, I'm going to let you. He got work.
Peanut, y'all gonna be out there the 8th and 9th?
No, I won't be. No.
Okay. Don't go high with it now.
Mikey, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show, and you've got a few hands up.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. I guess he said when he gets in touch with that guy that he needs to get in touch with about the car, he'll get back with the we'll get somebody else to stand the car right now. Go ahead, we've got the hands up.
469-5671, your mic is now open.
I just wanted to thank everybody for... Hello, Tracy, this is Jay Schaefer, one of those videos up in Dallas. What's up, man? What's going on? Hey, I'm just letting everybody know we'd like to thank everybody for coming out to Crandall this past weekend. We had a good turnout. We had a lot of calls, a lot of people there. And we want to thank all our sponsors and everyone who participated in making the show what it was. Without them, we never could have got that show off the ground. So we'd like to thank the few guys that came up from Houston and the surrounding Metroplex racers that's around in the area. We'd like to thank you guys for coming out to Crandall and having a good time and putting on a good show for the people.
Okay, you going to have any video to show where it, let people know where they can see video?
I'm working on it right now. I just got off work, so I'm working on it right now.
Okay.
But if anybody wants to be in the video that I did around this area, you can go on Jay Schaefer, J-A-Y-S-H-A-F-E-R 1-6 on YouTube. Look at anything that's been going on around in the DFW area.
Okay, that's Jay Schaefer videos.
Okay, hey, glad for calling in. Thank you for calling in, man. We got another hand out there, too. Anybody else want to say something?
832-10, your mic is now open. 832-1060, your mic is now open.
Hello, Mr. Tracy.
Hey, what's happening? Where's this?
This is Mickey.
Hey, what's up, Mickey?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just trying to see who want to try to do something. Try to, you know, talk about trying to how we can make this drug game a little bit better than what it's been. How we can get people locked in, try to wait.
Okay. I just wanted to say, man, y'all had a good turnout. You, Alicat, Rod James, it was a good turnout, man. And this time we're going to have the cars there. I'm going to let everybody know. We're going to have the fancy backhand car and the fancy automatic car coming out. It's going to be ready by 4 months. It's going to be ready. It's going to be on. It's going to be on.
We be looking for it.
You know you got a down on that.
Huh?
You know he claims he pretty damn boy. You got two-faced joke and you got hearts on that. They all three got back ass coffee. You better watch what you say.
Well, I mean, that's, hey. All I got to say, we got to get on the side of each other. We going to find out. But we think we're going to have the baddest back ass car out. And the baddest promo car, automatic out.
Well, you better hold that promo up. Stop lying.
What you mean, hold that promo up?
Hold that promo line up now.
Who is you?
You gotta have a bad motherfucker be the baddest promo car.
We gonna be one of the baddest son of bitches. I bet you.
Okay, say one of the baddest, not the baddest.
We're gonna be the baddest.
Okay, well.
Now I don't know who you is. Who is you?
You got good ambitions.
I know I do. I know I can make it up too. Where are you from?
Dallas.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Are you from Dallas too?
I'm from Dallas.
All right. We can come get you, or you can come down here and race up.
Hey,
we don't make no problem.
Hey, I'm not. Where are you from?
I'm from Houston.
Oh, well, when y'all get it together, how many months you say?
It's going to be at least 3 months.
Oh, hell, I'd have been in Bill 2 cars by then. So
well,
when y'all
good.
Get ready.
You're going to need 2 cars to try to be 1.
Hell, that's why I'm going to be in Bill 2 by then. So when y'all get ready,
okay.
I know how to find me.
Okay, what's your name? Who are you? How do you know your name?
I'm Mr. Peanuts.
Oh, just Peanut.
Yeah.
Oh, how you doing, Peanut?
I'm all right.
Well, you just don't know. You know who you're talking to?
Uh-uh.
You know, we tried to race before, but we never did get it on, though.
Who is that?
This is Drexler Cap.
Oh, Drexler. All right. Well, we going to get it on this time, man.
Okay, there ain't no problem. We ain't got no problem. We can try it.
Yeah,
sure can.
We should be ready by then, too.
All right, that'll work. And we leave it at that. We sure going to do it. It's going to be a Max race or a Tracer race or Anna Cass race. It's going to be a somebody race. We're going to do it, though.
All right.
That's a bit there.
I'm good with that.
That's good. That's good. You got that, Tracy?
Yeah, I got that, man. Well, keep your phone. We're going to stay on top of that and see what happens. If y'all got that,
okay.
We'll go to the next caller. We'll go to the next caller. We got to say something. Got about 3-4 minutes left. Next caller.
4045, your mic is now open. 409-4045, your mic is now open.
Hey, how y'all guys doing? This is Roy.
What's up, Roy?
Oh, ain't nothing. I just like to say, too, that we appreciate y'all boys from Dallas coming down to support us. Everybody seemed like they had a good time. It was a good turnout. We'd like to make that happen again. And I'm going to invite everybody to my race on the 9th. I'm going to try to have a fundraiser race so I can get back in the business again. Because since they, you know, they took my car, it's really hard. So I'm on the 4th of July. If y'all ain't doing nothing, Tracy's going to try to help me get something going.
All right, Mr. James. Well, I tell you what, maybe Peanut, we come out and race at your race.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I appreciate it if you do.
Well,
I know
we're gonna
do it again. I know Peanut ain't scared, and I know you're not scared to race.
Oh no, we ain't scared to race. We'll do it. We'll do it.
Yeah, that'll work. Peanut, you might acquire
your race.
Do what?
Yeah, Peanut.
What?
You might acquire. You go. A guy got online and say you gonna race you anyway. It don't matter.
Oh hell, you know, man. I like racing. Hell, it don't bother me where we at. I just like racing.
I know that's
you
right.
You know, I don't mind doing it. I just don't like that HMP track. But I mean, you know.
You don't like that track?
Woo, hell no.
Yeah,
I don't like that track. I'm scared of the distance, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm scared of the shutdown.
Oh, yeah? Well, put your 3 parachutes on there. Then you can stop that fast car. You
hell, I ain't never used the 2.
You have less than a minute left in the show. I have one hand open. 214-7263. Your mic is now open, and Tracy, like I said, we got about 1 minute left in the show.
Okay, let him go ahead.
214-7263, your mic is now open. Okay, Tracy, they don't want anything.
I guess they don't want to say that. Well, I guess we're going to wind down on another good show. Hey, man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and keep in mind what we talked about for the engagement, how to get people to race, also about what's race stopping, and about locking in, and everybody do their part to try to help encourage guys to race and get guys to lock in at set time and stuff like this. We may see more action. Man, until then, man, I'm going to say hey, thank everybody and good night, man. Just keep doing what we do, and we'll see y'all later. From Atomic Dog Grudge Madness, thanks for our sponsor, GrudgeInc.us. We'll see y'all every Tuesday at 7 p.m., hope guys come up with some other good things to talk about, man, and try to make Grudge Racing better so we can keep this thing going. Other than that, I want to say good night to everybody.
Good night, Trey.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.